Get down! I shout, but the warning comes too late. A 10-foot-long albino centipede lunges from a hole in the cave wall, its mandibles flexed open and ready to snap shut on Cat's face. But Cat, a.k.a. Catherine Farrell, is far from easy prey. In the short time I've known her, I learned that in the world before the cataclysm that rotated the Earth's crust, repositioned Antarctica to the equator, and killed several billion people, Cat was an assassin. She is a skilled fighter, but is most dangerous from a distance with a sniper rifle. In the modern world, she is a killer without match, but underground, without a rifle, and being tackled by an oversized monster unknown to her, she is out of her element. Nevertheless, she reacts with skill and without fear. Falling backward under the long creature's squirming girth, Cat takes hold of its mandibles, forcing the centipede away from her head and keeping the deadly pincers from snapping shut. M, a.k.a. Emily, the closest thing I've ever had to a sister, draws one of her many knives to throw at the creature, but she's stopped by the actions of Stephen Wright, who insists we refer to him by his last name. Wright tackles the centipede and grapples with its body, but he's unable to move the creature and ends up just hanging on while the thing bucks him around. I raise my hand toward the melee, intent on separating the group by controlling the wind and smashing the centipede into the wall. But Kainda places her hammer, a human-sized version of Thor's mighty Mjolnir, on my arm and pushes it down. I turn to her. Why?
They need to learn, she says plainly.
Through grinding teeth, Cat growls,
A little help!
Kainda moves the hammer out in front of my chest, but it's not needed. I don't move. She's correct. If Wright and Farrell are to join us in the underground, they need to learn how to survive it. And overcoming this obstacle, which Kainda, M, and I could handle without breaking a sweat, is their violent initiation. A knife appears in Wright's hand. He jabs the body, punching the blade through the pale carapace. Thick, white innards seep through the puncture holes, but the creature is undaunted. Wright sweeps the blade along its body, severing 15 of its limbs, but all he accomplishes is making the body slick with gore and removing his handholds. The centipede flings him to the floor, leaving Cat to face the beast alone. With a grunt, she shoves the centipede back, draws her own knife, and slices the thing's throat. Only, it's not the creature's throat. It's a sack of fluid the thing uses to pre-digest its food, like saliva, but far fouler smelling. On the bright side, nothing will pick up her personal scent for weeks.
Ugh!
Cat says as the fluid spills onto the black military fatigues that she wears. But she doesn't slow. As Wright regains his feet and starts hacking at the creature again, Cat withdraws her blade, redirects it, and plunges it up through the bottom of the centipede's head, finding its small brain. The centipede curls back, taking the knife with it, and flinging Wright to the cave floor once again. It twists and coils, writhing around in death throes before falling still. Wright gets to his feet quickly and jumps to Cat's side.
You all right?
He asks, his voice full of concern for his wife. They had kept their relationship secret from the outside world. Wright was an army captain, and Cat was a contract killer. Granted, she killed for the same team, but their love was forbidden. Of course, down here, marriage between killers is common. I look at Kainda, who is grinning at Cat's messy misfortune, and I think that our relationship isn't all that different from these two, except for the marriage part. Cat shrugs away from her husband and stands up with a scowl on her face. I know that look. Things are about to get ugly. Cat pulls the knife from the centipede's head and points it at me. Kainda and M tense.
Why didn't you help? Cat shouts.
Keep your voice down, Kainda says.
Keep my... Girl, someone needs to beat a little sense into you.
Never one to back down from a challenge, Kainda steps forward. It's my turn to stop her. I place my hand on her arm. She has every right to be angry, I say.
You're damn right I do,
Cat says. M steps forward, hands away from her knives, and says,
You needed to learn.
Cat rolls her eyes.
Learn what? How to kill a 10-foot insect?